Should married couples retire at the same time? Here are some factors to consider.
This is Journal Report. Timely topics, important information. From the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Journal Report. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. As people reach retirement age, obviously they're thinking about when to quit working or whether they should retire at all. What about married couples who are thinking about retiring at the same time? What are the advantages and disadvantages of retiring together? Joining us is Wall Street Journal contributor Glenn Rufinek. He's a former reporter and editor at the Journal. Glenn, we'll deal with the pros and cons of spouses retiring separately later on, but what are the positives for couples who retire together?
The positives are couples, by definition, usually tackle the big changes in their life or in their lives together. They relocate, they start a family, they choose or they change career paths. Couples tend to do these things together, and retirement obviously is a very big change. So there's actually been studies about this, and the studies indicate that wives and husbands who retire at about the same time tend to do better. They tend to enter retirement and make the transition into retirement more easily than spouses who retire at very different times.
You do say if one spouse is suddenly staying home, it can throw the marriage out of whack?
It can. A really good example of that is household chores. All of a sudden, you have one spouse staying at home and one spouse working, and that working spouse, might very well expect that the spouse who's at home is going to run the errands and clean the house and cook the meals. And the spouse who is retired and staying at home is saying, wait a minute, I didn't sign up to be a full-time homemaker. And so that's kind of a classic example of how you can throw things off kilter when you have spouses retiring at different times.
And you say retiring together can help minimize such complications or disruptions.
It can.
What about the negatives? Couldn't retiring at the same time backfire if couples haven't laid out some sort of plan and discussed it before they retire?
Absolutely. I've certainly met many, many couples who say, well, you know, we retired at the same time, but it was still difficult. We still had problems making the transition. And that's usually because people don't take the time beforehand, you know, to address some of the fundamental issues or some of the fundamental questions about retirement. Do we have a shared vision of later life? How do we plan to fill our days? Are we going to do most or many activities together? Are we going to do some activities separately? Am I going to have my own interests? Are we going to have joint interests? I mean, these are all questions that ideally couples are going to tackle, you know, long before they reach retirement. And so if you haven't tackled some of these issues, if you haven't thought about some of these things, then retiring at the same time could cause problems. There's also one interesting example of how retiring at the same time can backfire. And that's because men and women tend to look at retirement through different lenses. A man, for example, when he retires, it's frequently an individual decision. You know, he will have reached a particular milestone or a goal or an age, and he decides to retire. And he may or may not discuss this with his wife, but in all likelihood, his mind is kind of made up. But when a woman retires, it's often a family decision. The husband who is retiring expects the wife to retire because he's retiring, or perhaps an elderly family member needs help, and the wife is supposed to assume that role. So that can be a really difficult time if the wife is pulled into retirement when she doesn't want to be pulled into retirement. That can be an example of a problem when spouses retire at the same time.
I'm speaking with Glenn Rufinek, and you're listening to the Journal Report.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. Oracle.com/wallstreet.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Glenn, let's explore couples who retire separately. Obviously, many couples can't or don't want to retire at the same time.
That's right. You know, it's tough these days. It's interesting because this really wasn't an issue 20 years ago or more. It was many women were not in the labor force and husbands retired. And of course, the wives simply joined them in retirement. But now you have many women in the labor force. And you can have all different reasons why spouses retire at the same time, different times. You can have layoffs, you can have health problems, you can have one spouse who wants to work longer to qualify for a pension, or you simply have a spouse who loves his or her job and they want to keep working. So there are lots of reasons, lots of good reasons why spouses can't or are unable to retire at the same time.
And as is the case with retiring jointly, you should talk about this beforehand, what your intentions, what your goals are.
Absolutely. You really need to discuss, what is this going to look like? How is it going to work? How is this transition going to work where I'm staying at home and you're going to be working or you're going to continue to work? So you have to ask yourselves, what does each spouse expect from this new arrangement? How are our roles and responsibilities going to shift? This is a big one. How will our spending patterns and how will the household budget shift? A lot of people don't think about that and don't tackle that. Another one, which is interesting, is what if the one spouse who is retired wants to travel? You know, does he or she get to travel alone while the other spouse keeps working? So again, these are issues that really need to be addressed beforehand if one spouse is going to retire and one spouse is going to keep working.
And of course, that steady paycheck from one spouse always helps if there's a separate retirement as well as health care coverage.
Absolutely. There can be benefits when one spouse continues to work and the other spouse retired. As you mentioned, that spouse who's still working will still be bringing money into the home, and that can be great. Maybe the spouse who's still working will continue to get medical care, medical benefits. The spouse who's still working will likely see his or her Social Security benefits increase down the road, and that's a good thing. And perhaps most important, the spouse who is retired will go through this transition into retirement and hopefully can give the working spouse a better idea of what to expect down the road when that working spouse finally retires.
Glenn Rufinek, former editor and reporter for The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And that's the Journal Report. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.